know some sermons need a prelude. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus, dot, 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 the way. Look at another neighbor and say, Jesus, dot, 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 the way. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. J.R. Thompson said, a traveler needs to know first his destination before his directions. Sadly, brothers and sisters, many people today are in desperate need of destination and direction. Destination simply means being predetermined, the predetermined end, the place to which somebody or something is going or must go. Destination is the intended or destined end. The truth is, if you don't have destination, you don't have direction. I think I'll say that again. If you don't have destination, you don't have direction. In other words, if you don't know where, you don't know the way, because there is no way without the where. And I'm convinced that many people don't have a delightful destination simply because they don't know Jesus. Jesus Christ is both destination and direction. For Jesus in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 said, he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, the beginning simply means that Jesus is the cause of creation, the head of all things, because he was before all things, and all things were made by him and for him. But the word ending in the Greek is the word telos, which means gold or goal reached, the completion of or conclusion at which something arrives. In other words, without Jesus Christ, you will never come to know your destination or your direction. When you are without destination and direction, you waste time wandering in the wilderness. When you are without destination and direction, you waste precious time accomplishing nothing and going nowhere. When you are without destination and direction, you will go through life failing. And brothers and sisters, many people have not discovered yet that Jesus is the way. I can't make it in life without Jesus. I can't reach my goal without Jesus. I can't enter into the kingdom of God without Jesus. Jesus is the way. Look at your neighbor, if you will, and say, I can't make it in life without Jesus. I can't reach my goal in life without Jesus. I can't enter into the kingdom of God without Jesus, because Jesus is the way. He's the way, the way. The way, not a way, but the way. The word way, hodos, means that Jesus is the path. The way of the Lord, or way of God, it denotes the revealing of God's will shown by God that leads us to God. In this particular verse, Jesus calls himself the way. And he reveals that no one comes to the Father in an established state of blessedness but by him. He is the way. He is the only accepted path unto God. By Jesus we are accepted by God. By Jesus we are children of God. We are accepted into the royal family of God. Jesus makes us right with God. Now he says to Thomas, I am the way. Now, to understand why he said what he said in verse 6a clause, you have to understand what he said in John 13 and in John 14 verses 1 through 5. In John 13, Jesus sat down with his disciples in the upper room and he ate with them the Passover. And while he was there eating of the Passover, he spoke of his body being broken and his blood being shed for the remission of their sins. After Passover, Jesus went out into the Mount of Olives and he further engaged his conversation, his disciples, about the conversation of his death. He talked in John 13, 18. He says, one of you will betray me. In John 13, 33, he told his disciples that he would be leaving them. And in John 13, 38, he told Peter all of his disciples would deny him. The things he shared with his disciples concerning his impending death in 13 caused anxiety in their hearts. And so to console their hearts, agonizing and anxious hearts, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. I think I need to pause, because some of us don't feel as good as we look. If our hearts had lips and tongues to talk, our hearts would tell the truth about how we really feel. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He wants to soothe and console their hearts. I mean, Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, Jesus had called him from fishing and tax booths and several other occupations. They had given it all up for Jesus. And here it is, Jesus now telling them after 3 years of teaching that he would not be with them much longer, that he's going to die. Listen, we don't take death easy. It's something about death that disturbs serves the deepest, innermost part of us. Sometimes you can engage in a conversation of death and it makes the hair stand up on your head. Even the very thought about our own day, that's inevitable, disturbs us. Death of people close to us disturbs us. Death of people we don't know disturbs us. It's something about death. Hearing someone talk about death that makes us uneasy and disturbs us within. Jesus says, I'm going to die, fellas. I'm going away. And it's necessary. But they were uneasy in heart. And Jesus speaks to their hearts. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, this is how you soothe your heart. You got to have your faith in the right somebody. He says, believe in God, believe also in me. Believe, faith, put all of your weight on him. The remedy for a disturbed heart is faith in Jesus. Faith in Jesus. The reason so many of us are disturbed about petty, trivial, finite issues is because our faith is in the wrong somebody. The reason we are wondering, making circles in life, is because our faith is in the wrong somebody. The reason we are not accomplishing and living this abundant, abounding life that Jesus came to give us, and as we look at others and we look at ourselves, we are troubled in heart because we know we're not where we're supposed to be. And the reason we're not where we're supposed to be is because we have cast our faith in the wrong object. Jesus says, believe in God. You don't have a problem with that. Because everybody seems to talk about God. God, God, God. Everybody can say there's a God. The problem is really not with God. The problem is with Jesus. The world doesn't mind you talking about God as long as you don't bring Jesus' name up. Do I have any witnesses here? I mean, they put God on the money, but you don't know what God they're talking about. But when you start talking about Jesus, they got a problem. I mean, they don't care if you're praying other folks' name, but when you start praying in Jesus' name, Jesus says, believe in God, believe also in me. He says, if you want saving faith, consoling faith, you must believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. I mean, this is where the problem is. I mean, think about James. James says, even demons believe and tremble. But they don't cast their faith in Jesus to be saved. He says, believe in God. Believe also in me. And then he says to them, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, he says, in my Father's house, keep that thought, because he's the way. To the Father's house. But just hold that thought. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. In other words, there's plenty of space. There's space for everyone who will cast their faith in Jesus to be saved. Good news is this: heaven is not running out of room. There's plenty of space. You know, there are times you got to rush to a place to get a seat because there's limited space. Drive excessively fast. Ducking and dodging in and out of traffic. Cutting in line. Because you want a good place. But listen, in the Father's house, there's plenty of space. And this is something I discovered, that all of us will be equally in his presence. There are no VIP sessions. Yeah, y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. All of us will be equally in his presence. Father's house. Plenty of room. He says, don't be troubled. Plenty of room. And he says, I'm going to make reservations for you. I'm preparing your place. And I'm coming back. Now he speaks of the rapture. That he go. He's gone now. And every blood-bought believer lives with expectation of his return. He says, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Father's house. Heaven. Heaven. The choir sang about heaven. You know, you don't hardly hear people talking about heaven anymore. Heaven. This place of God's habitation. High place. Heaven. He's preparing a place for us before the Father in heaven. And he says to them, and whither I go, and the way ye know. And Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither you go, and how can we know the way? Now, I understand the first part, because no man has gone into heaven and descended back again. So I can understand him saying, well, we don't know where you go. But I can't really grasp why he said, we don't know the way. Looking right at the way, and not knowing the way. Y'all laughing, but a whole lot of people who sit on the padded pew on Sunday, we preaching about the way, singing about the way, you reading about the way, and still don't know the way. You still looking for another way to be saved. You still looking for another way to be content, another way to be satisfied, another way to be happy. You looking at the way and not know the way. Thomas looking right at the way. And says, we don't know. How Jesus can be right in your eyes, right in your face, and you not know him. Come on now. Jesus can be all around you and involved in ways beyond human ability, and you still don't know him. Who do you think it was that kept you in that bad accident? Who do you think it was that's keeping you in your mind, in your right mind? Who do you think led you to that place where you call home and rocked you to sleep at night? Trouble all around you, and you're looking at him and don't even know that the way is right before you. He says, Thomas, you know, a lot of people tease me because my name is Thomas, but I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. Thomas, have I been so long with you and you not know me? Wait. Oh, short sermon, I just have one point. I hadn't got to the point yet. I'm trying to ease y'all to the point. He responds to Thomas and says, I am the way to the Father's house. I am the way to the Father's house. Thomas, I am the way to the Father's house. He says, the way. Definite article, the. Which means he's not one among many ways. He's the way. He's the embodiment of God, so we can go to God. He's the way. He says, the way. Contrary to what many people think, Jesus stresses that salvation is not attainable through many ways. There is only one way that exists, not some ways. You know, we love being able to choose. You know, choose. But listen, there's only one choice if you want to go to heaven. And Jesus reveals himself as the embodiment of God to show us and carry us unto God. One way. Only one way to access the Father. Now, a few years ago, about 2007, we were on a youth trip to Atlanta, and it was before President Obama became president. And I shall never forget picking up a USA Today paper. And I was reading in the life section, and it says believers are okay with many paths. Believers are okay with many paths. Religious findings show divergence from traditional doctrines. Religion today in the United States is a salad bar where people heap on unbeaten beliefs they like and often leave the veggies like strict doctrines behind. There are so many ways of seeking God. Public policy expert Barry Cushman said that the highest authority is now the lowest common denominator. I was reading, and tears began to roll down my cheeks. How is it a people that have been so blessed by God can receive the blessings of God and then turn their back on God? And we see it more prevalently today. That people feel that there are many ways to God. But Jesus doesn't teach this. Peter was preaching. And Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way, not Buddha. Y'all know Buddha. Sitting with his legs folded. Got legs but can't walk. Got arms but can't hold you. Got a mouth that can never speak to you. He's not the way. He's not even a way. Confucius and other deities that people have imagined and have made up and conjured. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Jesus is the new way. Are you still with me? He's the new way. Because the unknown writer of Hebrews said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. The new way, which he likens Jesus to that of an Old Testament priest, but in a greater way. And he says the Old Testament priest, high priest, would go in and would offer up sacrifice for the people. He would go into the Holy of Holiest and sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat. And it would atone for the people of God. He says, well, Jesus is the great high priest. And while he was hanging on the cross, he went by death into the holiest place. When he said, it is finished, theologians believe that Jesus at death went into the most holy place and offered up his blood. Then you see the veil of the temple rent, torn from top to bottom. It wasn't bottom to top, because if it was bottom to top, somebody would have thought a man did it. But it was from top to bottom, so man could not lay claim to what Jesus had done in his death. Isn't that good news? He died and offered up for us. And when he offered up, he opened the passageway. Now we don't need a priest. Anytime you need to talk to the Father, as the old church said, you got a phone in your bosom and you can call him up and tell him what you want. Is there anybody here that have ever called him up? Won't he come? He's never too late, always on time. He's a God you can't hurry. But don't you worry, may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Call him up. Call him up and tell him. Somebody here ought to be a witness. It's because of Jesus that we can go to God in prayer. He is the new way. He's a way of access to the Father. He says, no man. I'm almost finished. No man can come to the Father but by me. Look at your neighbor and say, stop trying all that other stuff. Come on, look at the other neighbor and say, stop trying all that stuff. Stop wearing yourself out trying a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Jesus is the way of access to God. He's the way we approach God. In John's Gospel chapter 10, he says, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. He says, by me, if any man enters in, he shall. He didn't say might. He says he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pastor. Well, I got happy then. Because he reveals himself as a shepherd. And as a shepherd, he guides. And he guides us into the sheepfold. And out of the sheepfold. The sheepfold being a place of safety. A place the sheep could relax and unwind. Take it easy. And then he would lead them out to plush green pastures. Oh, my mind reflects back on David. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And I got so happy when I saw what the Lord does for us. He makes us lie down in green pastures. In other words, he doesn't lead us to desolate places. He doesn't lead us to famished places. But he leads us to plush green pastures. And he makes us lie down in green pastures. And I've never seen a hungry sheep lay down. A hungry sheep has to stand up and walk around and eat green grass. But David said that the Lord will make us to lie down in green pastures, which means that our bellies are full and everything is all right. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. He's the shepherd of the sheep. And he will lead us unto the Father. I thank God for Jesus, because Jesus went all the way. He didn't just go some of the way. He went all of the way. You ought to shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, Jesus didn't just go some of the way. He went all of the way. And I don't know about you, but I want a Savior who will go all of the way. And if he go all of the way for me, I'm willing to go all of the way for him. I'm running a race. I'm running a race. And I can't quit halfway. I'm running a race. And I can't give up now. I'm running a race. And I can't give up on Jesus. Because Jesus didn't give up on me. He went all of the way. He took 39 lashes on his back. He was marched up the Via Dolorosa with an old rugged cross on his shoulder. He was stumbling and standing. He was walking, stumbling and standing. But he went all of the way. He went all of the way to a hill called Calvary. And on the hill called Calvary, you know what he did. He let them nail his hand. He got all right. He let them rib his feet. Put a crown of thorns upon his head. He let them mock him and spit on him and pluck his beard. But he still went all the way. You ought to shake your neighbor's hand and said, Jesus went all the way to be the way. He died on Calvary. Shake your neighbor's hand and said, neighbor, he gave up the ghost, dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders. He died. Didn't he die? He died until the moon chipped away in blood. He died until the sun refused to shine. He died until the stars fell from the socket. He died until the earth reeled and rocked like a drunk man. He died on Calvary. But I thank God that's not the end of the story. He stayed in the grave Friday night. He stayed in the grave Saturday morning, Saturday at noon, and Saturday night. But Sunday morning, somebody here ought to know about Sunday morning. Sunday morning, a morning like today. Sunday morning, the grave couldn't hold him. The grave got an upset stomach and opened his mouth and threw him up, and he stood up on resurrection soil and said, all power, heaven and earth in my hands. Let me ask my question one more time. Ain't he alright? Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, he's alright with me. Because he walks with me, he talks with me, he tells me that I am his own. Some of y'all looking at me and saying, it don't take all of that, but you don't know like I know what the Lord has
has done for me. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's mighty, 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 mighty good. Yeah! 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 My soul has got happy. Jesus, 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 he's a friend of mine. Jesus, he walks with me, talks with me, rocks me to sleep at night. Ain't he alright? Shout with me one time. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Everyone to your feet, the doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here today and you're not saved, Jesus says, come. Believe in God, believe also in me. That I'm preparing for your place. I'm making reservations for you in my Father's house. Come and receive him today. Jesus gives an invitation.